Getting ready for grade 3, summer holidays, July 4th, parades and hot dogs. Parades have been a part of the July 4th celebration ever since our country's first birthday. In the early days, parades only included people in government or soldiers. Today, parades also include people from local groups like softball teams or school marching bands. Parades in larger cities, such as New York City, have big floats that can move or large balloons that can float high in the air. They may also include people from all over the United States. But most parades have smaller floats and only include people of a town or city. Parades are a fun way to celebrate the birth of our nation and the many people who call it home. You may have seen something new in July 4th parades. People marching in some parades have started to throw candy to the people watching the parades. Children run around and gather the candies in their bags. Many children go home with a full bag of candy. If you go to one of these parades, here is a tip. The parades in small towns often give out the most candy. Every July 4th, a hot dog eating contest is held on Coney Island in New York. It started as a hot dog eating contest between four people. Now people from around the world come to Coney Island to see how many hot dogs they can eat in 10 minutes. So far, the record is 68 hot dogs.